Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You like this song, Hugh?
I'm trying to. Is it Neil Diamond or Neil Sedaka?
Nope. It's not Neil Diamond.
Who is this?
BJ Thomas.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have pulled that one out there.
Not Neil Diamond.
It is raining out there. It's supposed to for a few days. Mm-hmm. Rain is on the way. No rain Sunday in Tampa. They just heat when the Eagles take on the Bucs. All right, welcome back. It is Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Kyle Schwarber. Should they let him go for the record? I mean, I got Elliot Shore Parks over here tweeting that it's like the Saquon thing last year, and the Phillies are prioritizing a record. Now, I just think it's one of those things where both things work out together. He needs the at-bats. They need the at-bats. They got a long break next week anyway. Very unlikely. I know Chris from Middletown's using AI to tell me he's got a 2% chance to get hurt. I think the number's less than that. I'm not worried about Schwarber getting hurt. Let him go for the record. All right, Hugh, now that we addressed that, can we get to a bit of an elephant in the room here with the Philadelphia Eagles? All right, so you ever listen to lots of people say something and then you're like, you got to kind of parse what is really being said?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole week, from before the game, through after the game, there's a lot of talk about the Eagles being too passive early, not being aggressive enough early,
mm-hmm.
to the point where Jalen Hurts said something. A.J. Brown has been very vocal about this. We all know that it hasn't worked much the first couple weeks the way they've played. Then they finally opened up when they were down in the game on Sunday. And then Donovan McNabb was on the afternoon show on Monday talking about the passing game, talking about the way they approach offense here, with Petullo and Sirianni, you know, and Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And something Donovan said has stuck out to me because I think he hit the nail on the head, whether or not you want to believe him or not. Here's Donovan on Monday.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Jalen. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Donovan, and he, I think he knew what he was saying. He wasn't sugarcoating it. He said he doesn't believe the Eagles fully trust Jalen Hurts. And I think Donovan McNabb is 1,000% right on this. And let me be clear. I think they should trust him more. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to turn the ball over four times on Sunday if they let him throw the ball. I think Jalen Hurts has shown for almost his entire career, other than probably 2023 and a little bit of last year, that he doesn't throw the ball into the other team much. He doesn't turn the ball over much. He's smart with the football. He's not reckless. But I think it's pretty clear after watching the Eagles' offense the first 3 weeks, they don't trust him. It's impossible for me to look at the team and for me to look at the players they have and say, yeah, they trust him. I mean, it feels like we all trust him more than the Eagles trust him. It feels like WIP callers trust him more than Nick Sirianni does, because they didn't throw the football on Sunday with any conviction until they had no choice, until they were down 19 points, until, like Hugh Douglas says, they changed the play caller or whatever the hell happened. But whatever the plan was on Sunday, that was conservative. Third down and 10 in their own territory, they're handing off on draws. That's not something you do if you trust your quarterback. 215-592-9494. We've had a lot of discussions about Jalen already this season, how he's playing, what we're expecting. But deep down, do you think the Eagles trust this guy? Because they don't call the game like they trust him. That's not what my eyes tell me. Hugh, what do you feel on this? Like, deep down, do you think the coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts?
You know what? Given the way Donovan said that, and I just looked at the first couple of we only played three. Looked at the three games that we've played in, and with my theory that you know Jalen took over play calling towards the end, that was the game that don't be poo pooing what I'm talking about, because I'm dropping science over here. But you look at the attempts, in that last game compared to the first two. You know, the average on the first two was like 22 attempts in the first two games.
Right
now. You can make an argument that that's because we have such a strong running game, but you can also say that Saquon really didn't get off to a rousing start that we thought he would get
off. Like last year, you can make that case, right? Because they were running it so well, why throw it?
Yes.
But that hasn't been the season.
And I would say that from my reckless speculation from a week ago.
Here we go.
And the fact that there were 32 attempts in this game and me feeling like Jalen kind of took the reins of that thing, that kind of plays into what's being said.
So let me throw this at you. He had 32 attempts Sunday?
Yes.
24 were in the second half when they had no choice, right? So in the first half of the game, Jalen Hurts threw the ball 8 times on Sunday. Can I just throw this number at you? Because this one startled me when I looked. I looked this morning at the attempts for every quarterback in the NFL so far. Mac Jones, who's a backup, right? Like he moved around the league and now he's a backup. He's the Niners' backup. He had to fill in the last 2 weeks because Brock Purdy got hurt and has missed the last 2 games. In the last 2 games, Kyle Shanahan has asked Mac Jones to throw the football more than Jalen Hurts has thrown it in 3 games. Mac Jones has 80 attempts in 2 games. So Shanahan trusts him to throw on average 40 times in each in the last 2 games. Jalen Hurts has thrown less than that in 3 total football games. And it hasn't been like they've been up a lot, right? Like, last year they were up. Of course, why you're throwing the football if you're up 10 points in the fourth quarter, you're running the clock out. That hasn't been this year, right? The first couple games have been super close. I mean, they've been up a score maybe, or it's tight in the fourth quarter or whatever. So the game is still, we got to get first downs, we got to move the football. I think deep down the Eagles coaching staff doesn't trust Jalen Hurts to not turn the ball over. I think that is the bottom line. Otherwise, why aren't we throwing the ball? Why aren't we being aggressive with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? It's been the story of the last 2 weeks. They should be aggressive. Will they be aggressive? Well, the elephant in the room is, why aren't they aggressive? They're either, I want to make sure I say this kindly, they're either not seeing the game the way we are and AJ is, or they don't trust the quarterback. I can't see another alternative to what's going on here.
You know what's funny? I think we kind of did the same thing, just doing a little bit of research. And I kind of looked up Jalen's contemporary. In this case, I looked at Justin Herbert's numbers from this year. Compared to last year.
Same draft class, same age, all that.
Yeah, and last year, I only did the first 3 games. He didn't throw the ball as much. He had, in last year, the first 3 games, he had a total of like, what, the quick math on that is like 50-something percent, 64 passes that he's thrown. He threw in the first 3 games last year.
Okay.
He's thrown more this year. Because you're talking about last week, 28 for 47.
Yep.
The week before that, 19, 27, 25, 34. So they're trusting him a little bit more. And it's always been my thought process that when you have a quarterback, especially one that has accomplished as much as Jalen has accomplished, you want to take the governor off, especially when you talk about the game that he had last year in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so I would think that in order to loosen up, because the conventional wisdom tells me that in order to make the running game as potent as you can, you got to throw the football. You got to take those guys out of the box mm-hmm. because as a defensive coordinator, my first objective would be to stop the run.
Of course.
Because that was your bread and butter. So now I'm going to make you throw the football. And plus, we got two dynamic receivers that we paid a lot of money to. We were the first to kind of do it, and mm-hmm. then everybody else kind of followed suit. So it only makes sense that you get those two guys involved as quickly as possible to help the running game. And that really hasn't been the case this year.
I think the Herbert example is really interesting because last year you went back and looked. The Chargers were a run-based team, just like the Eagles were. I mean, the Eagles were better at it, and they had better players, and they won the Super Bowl. But the Chargers made the playoffs last year running the ball a lot. They didn't ask Herbert last year to throw it 35, 40 times a game. And then this year, as seemingly he's progressed, right? They have the same head coach, and they've kind of progressed their program. He's thrown it more. They've put it more on him. We're not doing that. I can't come up with any other explanation. Donovan said it, and it was like, you ever hear something, and you're like, yeah. I mean, like, that he's right. And I know he said it, and he's like, oh, I'm going to say it, and people aren't going to be happy. Sometimes people don't like the truth.
Elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room. So,
you just couldn't wait to play that.
He had that one ready. The truth is they don't trust him. Kyle, what do you think on this?
No, I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, right? Like, what other reason would they have for not doing some of the things you brought up, like the third and 15s, like every other team with, and pretty much every other quarterback, like besides ones that teams clearly shouldn't trust.
You're like rookies,
right?
Or young guys.
Right.
Yeah. Like, or bad,
you know,
ones.
You're giving up basically. You're conceding the set of downs there. And then you're just going to fourth down. You're punting. Like, if we have a third and 15 and you have AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, the line that we have and all these weapons and Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. you know, I'll throw him in there because I think they should trust him more than they do. Then Why wouldn't you go for that? I think they're spooked a little bit by, I think, what happened in 2023 and then what carried over into the beginning of 2024, and that when they did air it out, there was a time, we can be honest about this thing, is that they were kind of a turnover machine for a variety of reasons, whoever you want to put that on. And then I think they went too far the other way, like they overcorrected, and now they got away with it because they had a ridiculously good running game. It was Saquon last year, mm-hmm. but it looks like they're keeping that same approach, but without the running game to be able to help get away with it. So I don't know. I think it's pretty clear to me that that's the reason why they haven't fully opened this thing up yet.
I mean, last year it made sense, Hugh. If you're running the football that well, right, and you have a defense that good, mm-hmm. and you're up in games in the fourth quarter. Like, remember they had that game against Pittsburgh where they held the ball the final 10 minutes? Yeah, like, why would you throw it much, right? Just run the football, run the clock out, dominate up front.
Totally
that,
agree.
That hasn't been the team this year. And they've seen that. They've seen the same thing the rest of us have, and yet they're still throwing the ball at a very small clip. 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls on the Schwarber thing. Should they let him go for the record or prioritize some rest this weekend? And the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Deep down, do you think the coaching staff trust this guy? I don't think they do. Donovan McNabb said it on Monday with the afternoon show. And I think he's dead right. I don't think Sirianni and Petullo, but it's really an extension of Sirianni, I don't think they trust Jalen Hurts to throw the ball 30 times a game weekly. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they do it more? Why wouldn't they try to open this thing up the way they did in the second half? Where do you come down on it? Plus, we got to let you hear something Baldy said yesterday that speaks to this as well. Because I think we're all wondering, all right, we saw the second half on Sunday. What's this weekend going to look like against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Baldy's take on that. Your take on Hurts. Do you think the Eagles coaching staff really trust this guy? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors that you got to try. First up, we have cracked pepper thick-cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick-cut bacon. Smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. I love that one. Whether you're firing up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, both of these bacons bring big flavor. Try to say that fast three times, Joe Giglio. Bacon is serious business around here, people, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.